This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and this being Labor Day weekend and a lot of people traveling and off work. I don't expect anyone to call us at 410 WCBM 680. But if you'd like to exceed my expectations and talk to Robin and I, you're welcome to do so. And that number would be, again, 410-922-6680. And we do welcome your call. But we just don't expect anybody out there to be at all interested enough to call. Because if you're not on vacation and you're not celebrating the weekend, you're out early squirrel hunting. And even though you may be on your way to the squirrel hunting grounds, I'm sure there's some country music on there that's much more important to listen to than the news of the outdoors that talks about squirrel hunting. Or maybe perhaps you're on your way to the local goose hunting grounds for the resident goose season, which started yesterday. Now, if you're dove hunting, you can certainly sleep in because dove season doesn't start till noon today. And I mean, it started yesterday at noon, but you are not allowed to shoot until noon. Doves don't fly anyway.
Why is that reason? I don't know. I didn't know that.
You can't hunt till noon?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little level of protection to let the doves feed and get something to drink and then get out of Dodge for a while.
But geese don't need that.
No, geese kill them all. Big or small.
Oh, there we go. That'll start the morning off well.
This is actually resident geese. The resident goose. These are the geese that are remnants of geese that were released back in the 40s, back in the heyday waterfowling.
Or they're migratory geese that got tired.
Nope. These are the ones that people would actually bring in to serve as live decoys, which is now illegal, but it wasn't then, okay? So the live decoys stayed, the ones that survived, thrived, started to reproduce, and now we have this population of geese that are here year-round. You see them on every little pond and that type of thing. There might be a few migrators that decided they liked Maryland, so we're going to kill them too. Just saying. So
if you don't get hunters calling in, you got to get some other people calling in.
Good. We welcome them all. We welcome everybody. Bring it on. Bring it on. So, no, I mean, season started yesterday through the 15th in the eastern zone, first through the 25th in the western zone. Okay. The bag limit is 8 geese per day. Possession limit is 24, which means you can have, 24 in your possession. Shooting hours, 1/2 hour before sunrise to 1/2 hour after sunset in both zones.
Okay, wait, I got another question.
Sure. By the way, folks, Robin's here today if anybody wants
good
to
morning.
Say hi. And that, just in case you don't want to talk to me and you think you have a sympathetic ear here, Robin's here. And that number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Now, you've got a bag limit of 8.
Bag limit of 8.
But how come you could have 24 in your possession?
Because they think that you might be able to be out there, and shoot for Friday, Saturday, and Monday, okay? And
never take them out of the truck?
No, I don't think that's what it means exactly. Yeah.
Just wondering.
No. Those possession limits are usually 2 times the daily limit. Now it's 3 times on the resident geese. Again, I'm not sure. I can't answer that question with any degree of certainty.
I mean, they come check your refrigerator or they check your car to see if you left them there.
I don't know. We'll leave it at that.
I'm just curious.
Well, that's a very, very good season. That's a very good question. You got me flummoxed a little bit. So
I'm going to try all morning.
Okay, you do that. You do that. So anyway, that's the story on the resident geese. So, hey, we got Mike in Cadenceville calling in. We'll wait for his call. But news release came out yesterday from the Department of Natural Resources, as they do on occasion. Is Mike ready to go? Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad, man.
What's going on?
I'm a professional driver. Actually, I drive Uber. And like your first answer on the phone had asked, there is deer going gonzo. I mean, I'm seeing them everywhere. And my usual trick of the trade is I run around high beams on all the time, and I'm looking for the eyes because you will never find the body first.
Good tip.
Is there any trick of the trade to keep from whacking them guys? I mean, I know for years they had the whistles you stick on your car and all, but is there anything that's like tried and true to keep them from going kamikaze on your vehicle?
No. No, I mean, the answer is no, other than what you do is keep, you know, keep a careful eye out. That's all you can do. And I guess the biggest thing is realize that there can be a deer anywhere. There can be a deer on the beltway. There can be a deer on your way home to, you know, to your house, where even if you live in Baltimore County or if you live in the city, there can be a deer crossing the road any place at any time in Maryland.
You live in the city, and you've got more deer in your property than I do living in the country.
I have deer. I have had as many as 6 deer in my yard in Baltimore County in the neighborhood. Robin lives in Easton, and I've got no woods around my house, but I've had 6 deer in the yard. I have them walking up my driveway, up my neighbor's driveway, across the road where I live, and in my neighbor's yards and everything else. And, you know, there's no real habitat there for them, but they're there. Deer get hit on Liberty Road in Baltimore County all the time in neighborhoods. So the answer to your question is always be aware. Now, let me tell you this, Mike. If you do hit one, I want you to take this advice and stick it somewhere in your cranium so that you know this instinctively. If a deer comes out in front of your vehicle and a collision is gonna happen, no ifs, ands, or buts, take your foot off the gas, do not touch the brake, and drive through the deer. Do you know why?
Because there's a good chance you'll bounce them off your vehicle.
Well, that's one. But the other thing is, if you hit your brake, the front of your car is going to go down. Okay? They all do. When the front of your car goes down, instead of hitting the deer in the body and pushing them aside, you're going to strike that deer in the legs. And you're going to flip that deer right up on your hood, potentially through your windshield, and potentially through your body. Does that make sense?
It doesn't matter about your vehicle size. I mean, I'm driving an SUV.
It does. It does. Because, you know, front of a vehicle will go down regardless. So if your bumper catches the deer on the knees, it could flip it up in the air over on your hood and up through you. If you drive through the deer, you have a better chance of that not happening.
Awesome.
Don't swerve. You can run off the road. You can hit something. What?
If you miss the first deer?
Yeah.
Out of luck, there's probably 2 coming after it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And always assume there are multiples as well.
Well, I guess we got to consider ourselves lucky we don't have moose or elk.
Well, that's true. I mean,
Very true.
I mean, if you've ever seen, if you can go online and Google moose roadkill pictures, it's unbelievable. I've seen roadkilled moose in Maine and in Canada. You don't want an 800-pound animal hitting you, you know, I mean, coming down on top of your car, because it doesn't matter if you hit the brakes or not. You're catching them low, and they're coming onto your vehicle. No question about it.
On stilts.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You know, and every year they're, yeah, white-tailed deer probably kill, if I read at one time, 200 people a year in the United States due to vehicle crashes. We have 30,000 deer strikes by vehicles here in Maryland every year. 30,000.
I got another question for you. That Good. Video of the guy that had the deer attacking him, what did he have sprayed on himself?
He had doe in estrus scent.
Oh, what a fool.
Well, of course. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, and there's more people do it than you can imagine. Guys think that you use deer scent as a cover scent. You spray it on your clothing to keep you or to have you smell like a deer and cover your human odor. That's not what it's for. Not what it's for.
No, he just made himself real, real friendly to the other.
Available, yeah. Hey, baby, I'm here. You know? So, no. So, there you go. Any other questions, Mike?
No, I'm good to go. Thank you for your time.
All right, enjoy yourself. Watch those deer out there. You're in Catonsville. There's lots of deer in your area, especially like out on Rolling Road and and those areas. You know, down Rolling is a bad place. 40's not too shabby either. There's plenty of deer.
Doing Uber, I see them everywhere.
I know you do. All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
All right, have a good one.
Bye bye.
And also, deer accidents cost $4 billion of damage a year on cars.
$4 billion. I got it.
And that was in 2012, so who knows now?
I guess it's probably close to $4 billion, be my guess.
Of course, I said $4 billion. But I'm saying now that it's 6, 7 years later, I wonder what it is.
5 years later.
5 years later.
It'd probably be $4.4 billion. It'd probably be $4,400,000,000.
No way.
What? I was going to give you the exact figure, down to the cents.
I'm just looking at the love that's going on. They're not married yet, but they're acting like a married couple.
You can feel that, right?
Oh, right through the glass.
Oh, man.
No, I will attest to what you said, and so far don't put the brake on, because about last year, pretty much at the height of rut, I was down 29 down near Briggs Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
And just heading south on 29 out of nowhere. Of all places, came a deer, and I did swerve a little bit,
yeah,
but I did not put my foot on the brake, and the car just kind of did a nice, gentle jump, so I'm hoping and praying that I did drive over, but I pretty much sustained a lot of damage on the left side of the car, but yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
As long as you don't put your brake on and you just keep driving straight, you're going to be fine.
And here you are.
Yep, here I am.
Here you are. I've hit three in my life.
Okay.
First one, I was in a 1978 Chevy Blazer.
Okay.
That's a big car.
Mm-hmm. Had some weight.
It was August, and I was driving to a job I was doing. I was doing some stonework for a guy, and I was on a back road where I hunted,
Okay.
And I'm simply driving along, and there was a guardrail. And a bank. And this little four-point buck jumped the guardrail, and when he hit right in the center of that Blazer, right in the grill. I mean, center of it. And I crushed him, and he went under. That's a nasty sound. You hear a deer going under a vehicle.
And everything else, yeah.
Yeah. And come out the back, and you know, he was done. You know, he was just a young buck that didn't know anything, you know. And that was number one. Many years later... Oh, I say 2011. I don't know how long ago that was. 1970 something. Anyway, 2011. I had my 2011 F-150 for about it in May, June, and this was November.
Okay.
I'd been to a fundraiser for the NPLB, the Wounded Veterans Group, in Howard County. And was headed to Frederick, 70 miles an hour, on Route 70.
Uh-huh.
And about a mile before the Mount Airy exit, first time I saw the deer, he was on my right front fender on the passenger side. The second time I saw him after the impact, he was the same level as my rearview mirror on the driver's side. I hit him that hard.
Wow.
That was another buck.
Uh-huh.
This deer was, this was November 3rd, 6th, so it was rut.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, they were bulked up, they were prime, ready to go. That was a heavy, heavy deer, although the rack wasn't that big. $5,800 damage. It took the grill, the bumper, the headlight, the hood, the fender.
Just peel it right off.
It just peeled everything. Yeah, it took one of the turbos. I mean, it was a mess. I drove to Frederick. You know, the vehicle was still drivable, but somewhere I lost the photo. But I had a photo of that whole front of that truck crushed, and knocked the license plate off the bumper. That's how hard I hit
him.
So yeah, and then the last one was 2 years ago in Montgomery County. I was on a back road outside of Damascus or somewhere down there. And a doe came off the bank and I knew I was going to hit her. I took foot off the gas and bumped her and knocked her in a circle. You know, she was spinning a circle when she went down the road, pulled over and stopped. No damage to my car. Hit her right on the license plate holder. Bam. Were we together when I hit that deer?
In 40 years of being on the Eastern Shore and driving?
You never hit one.
I've never hit a deer. You must put deer estrus on your car.
Now that you've said that, you know what's going to happen.
I know.
You know what's going to happen. You just got a new car. Why are you cursing yourself like that?
I figure you have deer estrus on your car.
I have nothing on my car. I might have that night on the license plate. Hit that deer right on the license plate holder in the front bumper. Never did a dime's worth of damage, okay? And the deer survived.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it survived. I couldn't find it anywhere. Mm-hmm. I didn't kill it. I mean, I saw it spinning. I drove on by, pulled over, went back to look.
It's gone.
I figured it'd be in the ditch on the other side. Mm-hmm. No, gone. So,
you know, Maryland's not even in the top 10 of hitting deer states.
No, I'm sure it's not. Pennsylvania, probably number one.
Nope, it's not. I sent it to you.
Texas.
Not. Nope.
Who?
West Virginia.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
And then two's Montana.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Three's Pennsylvania.
Ah, I knew there'd be in the top 10. All right. That's a good guess.
Lowest is Hawaii.
Really? Well, they do have deer in Hawaii. I mean, they have, axis deer in Hawaii.
The little one. Aren't they little?
No, they're pretty good size. They have axis deer. Yeah. They're the ones with the big tall horns and the spots all over them. Yeah, they do. I'm sure they, you know. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got to start and talk about striking a deer. I think we probably ought to do our first commercial break. Don't you think, Chris, we should do that?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Chesapeake Outdoors. Well, guess what? We went to the sale last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yep, and bought a crossbow for the Maryland Hunting Coalition to use for a future fundraiser. The price is really good. And we're supposed to keep talking about some of the stuff that's being on sale at Chesapeake Outdoors. And let me see if I can find the text. There it is. What am I supposed to talk about? Let's see. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, dove season. Yeah, we want to talk about the dove ammo, the dove stools, the lightweight camo, all that type of stuff at Chesapeake Outdoors. And fall fishing, of course, is great. Bow stuff on sale. And by the way, if you're looking for dove ammo, the cases of ammo are discounted. So you buy 10 boxes in a case, you're going to get a better price than buying one box at a time. All that at Chesapeake Outdoors. So check that out. The bow stuff still on sale, some of it. And not like it was last week. I mean, last week was just great. And
they were really busy last week.
They were
week.
Busy.
Nice.
They were extremely busy. And I hope some of those folks were our listeners as well. But they've got the Bandit and the Under Armour camo as well. They've got all the boots and everything that you could use. The Matthews bow, the Raven crossbow, Mission 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, all of that. I don't know if there's any Hoyt bows left or not. There seem to be a couple left, but they're all on blowout right now, clearance sale. All Chesapeake Outdoors. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B on Kent Island. That's in Chester, Maryland. That phone number, 410-604-2500. They're open right now. Stop by. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, Dominion Road, exit 39B. You'll enjoy your trip there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving. But we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
That'll get you in trouble.
White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you there, Merle, but I got a show to do. Let's talk to Stan and Frederick and then Mike in Middle River. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen, and I believe the young lady's name is Miss Robin.
Robin,
you got
yeah.
It.
Well, good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
I was trying to tell you last time, just let me know when you're rolling on the Eastern Shore, and I'll provide cover for you. I've already got my deer tent, my bumper, and my fuel tank. But the thing I had to laugh for a little bit, it's really not a laughing matter, but the thing that scares me most.
Yeah.
Travel campers on a three-day holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got to be they kill you.
I can get over the deer damage. That's no problem.
Right.
Just order me another bumper, but when you got lives at stake and these people get out there with those mobile homes on wheels and, oh, my goodness.
I know it.
I'm trying my best to get out here to Frederick. I'm going to lose your signal in a little bit.
I got it.
If I can get back in time to listen to the second half, that'll be a blessing this morning.
All right. I hope you do.
Mr. Allen, I think you've got yourself a good one there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I really do.
We're going to get married. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's coming up in December. So
you're going to finally make an honest man out of you, huh?
Somebody has to, buddy.
I do my best.
Well, if you see this silver bullet on the Eastern Shore, drop me an invite, and I'll dance at your wedding. I don't drink anymore, so I don't have an excuse for these two left feet, but it'll give you something to talk about the rest of your life.
I got it. we'll call you for some entertainment at the after wedding party, which is 2 weeks later. So there you go.
I'm still trying to catch you somewhere, Mr. Allen. It's been a long time. I think last time I caught you was about 25, 26 years
ago.
Yeah,
it's very possible.
up at the Ag Center in Westminster, and it was a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Well, nice to meet you, too.
Right, wait a minute. Cross town off Eastern Boulevard. I think you were working there.
I was.
Yeah.
Store's gone, but I'm still here.
Before I lose your signal.
Yes, sir.
I'll bid you good morning, and I'll get back as soon as I can so I can hear the end of the show. Y'all take care and try to keep your powder dry today.
Hey, buddy, keep that greasy side down and the shiny side up.
Safe
Always
trip.
Listening, Mr. Allen. Always listening.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, Stan.
Bye.
Let's talk to Mike in Middle River, then Captain Don down there in Stony Beach. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I got a deer story, but first I got to address that trucker there to warn him that next Thursday evening we're heading to Eastern Shore and we're going to be pulling that camper down there.
You're pulling the camper down there in the Eastern Shore Thursday night.
Hunting, you know. I'm just giving him a warning. Maybe if he's coming back Thursday evening about 5-6 o'clock, he can give us an escort down there.
There you go. Oh, yes.
I bet he would.
There you go. I'm sure he'll find you.
My son's going to be driving, and he's a truck driver.
Well, that's always better to have a trucker drive those big rigs. Yeah. No matter what.
So. I got an interesting true deer kill hit story happened
to
me and my cousin. And my son, who at that time, my son's 28 now,
right.
He probably was maybe 10 or something, but we had a place to hunt up on Harford Road in Baltimore County,
mm-hmm.
right up past Cub Hill Road,
there's
a bend up, really bad bend that goes around there.
I know exactly where it is, yep.
Well, we were beyond that hunting on the farm up there,
right.
Gun season. Coming back, we hadn't got anything, and we were coming back, it was nighttime, and we come around that bend. And there was a car on the opposite side, and there was a deer standing in the middle of the road. A guy had hit the deer.
Right.
And the deer had a broken leg, but it still didn't run off or anything. It was just disillusioned.
Right.
So we pulled over on the other side to get off the road to offer the guy some assistance because it was a bad bend, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Something would happen, you know. So we got out, and so the guy said, I hit the deer. So at that time, a Baltimore County cop pulls up behind him, and he gets out, and he says to the guy, he says, I hit the deer. He wanted the cop to shoot the deer. He wanted the deer because he hit it.
Right.
So,
which is Baltimore perfectly County, legal. You just need to get, just for everybody out there, if you hit a deer and want to take it, you need to get a possession tag. Most law enforcement people have them. Okay,
well,
it's a non-hunting tag. It's a kill tag that you can put on the deer to make sure that everything's legal on that.
Well, what the Baltimore County cop said to the man was, he says, if I shoot that deer, I have to take that deer because I have to account for my bullet.
Right, that's probably true. Yeah,
that's what he said. So he looked at us. He seen we had hunting clothes on. He said, do you have a gun in there? I said, yeah. He said, now if he shoots it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a tag. You can have it.
Right.
Okay. So he says, you want to shoot it? I said, yeah, you know, I'll shoot it.
Sure.
You know, so that the guy, we shot the deer. After the guy seen us shoot the deer, he says, I don't want the deer. So the cop goes, what? So we said, well, you don't want the deer. Like, we were hunting. We didn't have one. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, absolutely. Make use of it.
Take the deer.
Sure.
So me and my cousin, you know,
yeah.
grabbed the deer, you know, got the situation, put
yep.
the deer in there. He gave us a tag, so we went home.
There
with
you
deer.
Go. What's wrong with that? So, everybody's happy. Everybody's
yeah,
happy.
True story.
Yep. I have
all
had.
Right,
all right. Thanks, Mike. See you. Good luck. Captain Don, Stony Beach. I'm getting emails from Captain Don, and here he is on the air. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Captain Don.
Hey, before you start, it looks like your big old stogie helped prevent some mosquito bites last week, huh?
You know what? It worked like a charm, and I've done it several times this week.
Well,
I usually get eaten up by mosquitoes and other bugs when I play with my boat in the evening, but not this week.
Well, then Fran's theory worked.
Worked for me.
That's good.
An update on my deer strike.
Now,
I actually sent you some pictures.
Yeah, let me update the folks here real quick. A few months ago, you struck a deer near your house, I believe.
Right.
Or actually, the deer struck you on the side of your vehicle, did some damage, set off the side airbag, and you had experienced at the time some hearing loss.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be permanent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the update.
That's the update. Yeah, we've had some steroid treatment, and there is one possibility of a pressurization type treatment,
uh-huh.
like you experience when you go up in a plane,
right?
And your ears open and close. So
or going to Western Maryland, yeah.
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 Yeah. Maybe I'll do that today.
There you go. Yeah, you can do that.
But, sure. Yeah, that's going to be permanent. But look, I also sent you some pictures of some catfish.
I saw that. Now, do you clean them and eat them?
I do not, but I have some close friends who do.
I got it.
They eat anything I catch. They love it.
That's nice. That's nice. Well, you tell them. I don't know how they skin those catfish, but you tell them. If they have like a sink in the basement or a garage or something like that, if they turn on the hot water, okay, and let it get warm, let it get hot, and you take that catfish and put it in that hot water and just let it in there a few seconds, I mean maybe 15, 30 seconds, something like that, they can skin that catfish like peeling a banana. That skin just comes right off.
Wow.
You don't have to. You know, the old thing, oh, you got to nail them to a tree and get your pliers and cut around their, you know, their gills and pull that down with a pliers. None of that. It just, real easy. Comes right off.
Wow. Well, last night when I was out.
Yeah.
Before the rain, it was kind of slow. Fishing was kind of slow, but all of a sudden I had three lines over.
Right.
And shallow water. And all of a sudden, all the lines hit, and they all had catfish.
Wow, nice.
And one line just broke. One rod, no kid, it just broke.
Right.
I do a lot of that light tackle, very light rod. And they were swarming. They were swarming. I couldn't catch them all. But and then they stopped. They start, and then they stop.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cool. But
Hey, you want to learn how to chum for catfish?
Chum for catfish.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear this.
Okay. Get a can of Frisky's cat food, tuna flavor or some fish flavor. Okay. You know cat food in a can is rather oily.
Right.
Lift the ring. Don't open the can. I mean, you can, but I wouldn't. Tie a string to the ring. Take a screwdriver, knock a couple holes in the side of the can of cat food. Put it overboard. That's your chum. Fish near the can of cat food.
That's what I put in my minnow trap.
Cat food.
Exactly what you just said is what I put in my minnow trap.
Right. Works for catfish.
Wow.
Put it overboard.
I'm going to do it.
Let me know how it works out. The cigar thing worked. Maybe the catfish lure will work.
Well, here's the next thing.
Okay.
In my old age, I've never hunted. I've never really shot a gun.
Right.
But in my old age, I think that's going to be my next adventure. I'm going to I'll follow your advice back to the hunting safety classes.
Yep.
And my goal is to go out somewhere with someone. I could go right up the road here and shoot a deer.
Oh, I'm sure you could. You get permission, sure. Yeah. Yep. You're not far.
Rock Jetty. The Rock Jetty. I sent you a picture of.
Yeah, I saw that deer on the Rock Jetty. Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yep, I'll send you the name of a guy that you can call. He's a hunter safety instructor. He's not far from you down there in Pasadena. And,
yeah.
And we'll hook you two guys up and see what happens.
Great.
All right?
Great. Okay.
You got it, Captain Don.
You all have a great weekend.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
See you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
How are you two doing?
We're doing
good
great.
Morning. Good.
How about you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Especially, here's a nice deer strike story.
Okay.
Nobody got hurt. It was a week ago today.
Really?
Coming home from my daughter's house, lives up in Forest Hill, and I was dropping a friend off at near Four Corners in Baltimore County.
Right.
And suddenly a little fawn jumped down from the left bank into the road.
Yep.
And luckily I came to a complete stop and just waited. And my friend wondered why I wasn't going. I said, that little fawn is not alone.
Right.
And we looked up and in 10 seconds, there was the doe and the other fawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I just waited, and they waited. They didn't cross the street, so I slowly took off, and then I saw in the rearview mirror.
And they went across.
Yeah, they went across and joined the other one.
Nice.
But just got lucky that there wasn't a deer strike. I remember many years ago when a large deer hit my brother's car while he was on the beltway and really did a lot of damage.
Oh, man.
But fortunately, it was just damage to the car. He was okay.
Yeah. Robin and I came upon one down in St. Michael's, a big buck that had gotten struck and was still alive. And I've had the misfortune of having to put down 7 or 8 deer.
Oh, my.
That have been struck and still alive. And, you know, it's a sad thing to see, but you can't let them lay there. You got to do your best to put them out of their misery. And I carry a knife in the truck just for that purpose, because I travel so much. I'm going to see it again. I know I am.
That's inevitable.
You know, but it's not a pleasant thing to do. That's for sure. I was the one before this when I was in Cecil County. I was coming back from deer hunting. And up there on 213, somebody struck an 8-point. It was laying there with its head up. So I pulled in front of it, got my knife out, and a truck pulled in behind the deer. And I'm looking at these guys. I'm walking up to the deer, and the guys are like, a guy had his bow and arrow out. And this is after dark.
Mm.
I said, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot that deer. I said, you are? He said, yeah. I said, you're going to shoot a wounded deer with a bow and arrow. Yeah. I said, okay, here's the deal. You shoot that deer with that bow and arrow, and you kill it. I'm going to stand here till you tag it and take it with you. Well, I ain't going to do that. I said, no, you just want to kill the damn deer, just for some whatever. Get back in your truck and go away. And he did. And I put the deer down. And I called a buddy of mine who has a butcher shop up there, and I said, look, there's a deer. If you want it, here's where it is. Thank God they came out and looked for it, because I couldn't find my cell phone. I dropped my cell phone on the deer when I was putting it out of its misery.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said to the butcher, I said, look, you know, can you call your helper or whatever he was, relative or something. And I said, and let them know to look for a cell phone when they get that deer. And they did. They brought my cell phone back. And, of course, I had to hose it down.
Yeah, I find that you did.
Yeah.
Either that or having a bomb.
Oh, well. Anyway. Thanks, Mark. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's talk to John up there in Bel Air. Good morning, John. How are you?
Okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. What's up?
But I'm going to go catfishing tomorrow with Liver. I'm the guy that called last week.
Yeah, I remember. Sure.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow. But anyway, I got three quick. They're not deers, but I was down on Fort Smallwood Road. Used to be a horse farm down there. We could ride horses.
Right.
And I looked out, and a horse got out and ran out in the middle of that road, and I seen a greyhound bus was coming down there.
Oh, no.
Hit that horse and stopped that bus on a dime.
That doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me.
On a dime.
I had a business associate one night that hit an Angus cow on a dark road. But, yeah, I'm sure. I'm telling you. That's...
And then another time, I'm driving on 695, and I had an old, I think it was a Malibu, the ones that had the wing, had the where you could open up the little wing on the side window.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving down there, and man, I just bang, something hits this wing, and I swerve. I'm on 695 going 60 miles an hour, 65. I swerve, boy, it was a bat.
Right.
That hit that thing and went in the back, and I went to some lady, and she put it in a jar, and, you know, we were going to try to save it and all this stuff.
Right. What was it?
And
A bat hit you. Okay, yeah.
A bat. And then I did have a deer run into the side of my vehicle one day and flew over the top.
Yep.
just dented the side of that that passenger door.
Yep.
But he kept going.
Yeah.
He hit this door and flew. It must have done a cartwheel over the top of the vehicle, maybe. You know, because the next thing I know, I look to where he hit, and then I didn't see anything, and then I look the other way, and I see him run away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, They're pretty sturdy.
They can be. They can be. I told the story earlier this year. I was out in Hancock. We were out there the other day, coming back, and I saw this. I had a white truck in front of me and a red truck behind me, or a red truck in front of me and a white truck behind me. I'm in the left lane. Okay. Here comes a deer over the guardrail, big doe, and I thought, oh man, that truck in front of me is just going to crush that deer. And the deer hit the side, the passenger side of the white truck, spun around. By this time, I'm by it, but I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and the deer hit the side of the red truck and stayed on its feet the entire time and bounced off the red truck and took off. It hit two vehicles. And still was able to make it off the road. Now, whatever happened, I mean, you know, you never know. Could have had internal injuries or something like that and died later. But, geez, I mean.
That impressed me. Yeah, that's what surprised me the most about it. So we don't have to feel sorry for deers, okay? Deers are doing okay out there in the woods.
Well.
You know, they're not as fragile as we may think.
I got it. All right, John. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye. I found one on the Beltway one time, head up. I think it was a buck. I can't remember. Out by, what's this way from Delaney Valley Road? Not between Delaney Valley and York Road, out in that way somewhere. Anyway, there's always a lot of deer out there. This thing was laying in the Beltway, okay? Head up. I pull over. I don't have anything to take care of this deer. I don't have a knife in the car, in my pocket, anything. I don't have a single thing to help this deer. However, two women pulled over on the right side of the road, and they were coming to help. And I said, what are you going to do? We're going to help the deer. I said, I'm going to kill the deer. And they said, how are you going to do that? I said, well, I'll figure it out. And she said, you've got to help that deer. I said, what are you going to do? She said, we're going to load it up and take it to the veterinarian. I said, no, you're not. It's not going to make it. Oh, we have to help it. I said, the best way to help this deer is to humanely kill it. Well, then a guy in a station wagon pulled up, okay? Big tattooed guy, long hair, out of the car. He goes, you need any help? I said, you wouldn't have a knife, would you? Let me look. Guy comes out of the car. And it looked like Jim Bowie walked up to this poor deer. Yeah, it was like, well, this here's my self-defense knife. I'll tell you, it was like the movie Crocodile Dundee. You know, I'd pull my little buck knife out. You know, this is a knife, man, yeah. Well, that's what he had, one of those Crocodile Dundee knives. And I said, okay, I'm gonna tell you what to do here. Grabs the deer by the chin. Lifts the deer's head up and starts under the neck. I said, no, you're going to scare that deer. He's going to run off. He said, what do I do? I said, see where the elbow is? See where the armpit is? Just stick your knife right in there. Plunge your knife right in there. And he did, and the deer lasted 10 seconds, if that. And it was done. I mean, basically, when you do that, you cut the aorta off the top of the heart. There's another place you can do it, too, right at the base of the throat. But that was the easiest. You having fun with this, Robin?
Great time.
Yeah. But that's where, you know, and the deer was gone. And that was a humane thing to do. So I said, you know, I'm going to go. You can do whatever you want with that deer if you want it. Of course, by this time, the two women were long gone. I'd convinced them that they weren't going to save the deer. So, don't know. But, you know, deer gets struck by a vehicle, there's no helping him. Just not going to help him. He's not going to lay there and recover and get up and run away. Okay, wow. Well, on that thrilling news, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I was in there yesterday. They've got some great Browning firearms for sale right now. They've got the Browning Dove and Clay ammo on sale, $5.95 a box. And everything you need for hunting. I mean, it's time. It's squirrel season opens today, folks. If you need some 22 ammo, some shotgun shells, they've got all that. Of course, fishing season is, this is my favorite time of the year to fish. It's not so hot. It's cooling down. It's beautiful. Fish are going into their fall patterns. So, you know, yeah, there's some species that are probably getting out of here. But if you need it for fishing, Clyde Sport Shop has it. And guess what? The crabs, if you're looking for crabs this weekend, folks, crabbers are bringing in about half of what they've been bringing in, so it's going to be shortage. They're going to be expensive. But if you go catch your own, Clyde's has everything you need for catching crabs. We saw a guy last night at Easton Point, didn't we, Robin?
Oh, that was nice. It was, hold on a sec. Excuse me.
Did I catch you by surprise?
Yawn. Sorry.
Okay.
That was very interesting.
Let's talk about him when I finish talking about Clyde Sports Shop. What I'm trying to say is they've been around 60 years. Or they're your full-service shop for hunting and fishing. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Or the 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-3474-247-3474-247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, it's another wet day here in Baltimore today and across the Mid-Atlantic. A rainy start to our holiday weekend as what's left of Harvey is still over in Ohio. Our temps today in the mid to upper 60s with a 70% chance of some rain showers and a rumble of thunder. Rain possible tonight, 63, and then brighter weather for Sunday and Labor Day Monday. High temps climbing into the 70s and 80s. Nighttime lows in the 50s and 60s. I'm Scott Laurie. I'm with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holson Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
I think we put that in the rotation when Doug Gansler was thinking about running for governor and found out at a party, scene with the Red Solo Cup at a party in Delaware with his son. Do you remember that, Robin? You don't remember any of that? I think that's when we put that in there. We dedicated that to him back then. Maybe things have changed. I don't know. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680. We're almost out of time. We got a nice message here from Maryland Secretary, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Secretary Mark Belton. It was yesterday, and it's the first thing on the DNR news release. It says a higher level of protection for our lands and waters. In August, I had the opportunity to participate in a Maryland Natural Resources Police boating and water safety patrol off Ocean City. I was fortunate to get a bird's eye view in our newly reacquired helicopter, Natural One, during a flight to ensure the safety of anglers and boaters along Maryland's waterways. Now, notice the statement. Natural One during a flight to ensure the safety of anglers and boaters along Maryland's waterways. That's good. That's all good. Natural One has been back in the air for about a year since we started the aviation unit following a seven-year absence. The helicopter is a force multiplier, providing many times its own value in terms of prevention and deference of conservation law violations. Okay? That's all good. All good. Continues on. Let's see what he says. At the Ocean City Patrol mid-August, Natural One was used in tandem with our other boats and officers to effectively patrol a large swath of land and water that it was crowded with weekend traffic. The aerial presence is part of focused and concerted effort by our police and partners, along with a lot of educational outreach. And while no price can be put on lives saved, our Jet Bell Ranger helicopter is also a great value to taxpayer. With the strong support of Governor Larry Hogan, the department reacquired the helicopter at a cost from the Federal Military Surplus Program. Operational costs are about $350 an hour, $350 an hour for Natural One, a fraction of the costs incurred by Maryland State Police helicopters, which provided air support in our aviation unit. I'm proud to see the return of this efficient, effective tool to assist the Natural Resources Police as they patrol 17,000 miles of waterways and nearly a half million acres of public lands. Let's hold that thought through the hour about Natural One, the helicopter that was returned to service, the Natural Resources Police. There's a little backstory to that, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. Got to go to the news right now, so get out, stay safe, and if you're going hunting, stay safer.